You know, by now, five former Memphis police officers, I say former because they got fired, have been indicted and jailed in the beating of Tyre Nichols, who died like 3 days, I think, after they pulled the plugs, about 3 days after a traffic stop on January 7th. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson says a video of the incident is expected to be released, unbelievably foolishly, tonight, this evening, at 6 o'clock. And the cities have already spoken out across the country. They're worried about the tempers flaring and how bad this will be because the video is so bad. Why in the world, Lloyd, do you think they're releasing it on a Friday evening going into the weekend? What the hell are they thinking or not thinking?
Yeah, I have no idea why that is happening. And the former Memphis officers, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, each face charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. Like the victim, Tyre Nichols, all of the fired officers are African-American. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis released a video statement discussing the horrific circumstances of Nichols' death.
This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual. This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane.
Nichols died on January 10th, 3 days after he was stopped by Memphis police for reckless driving. Police say the 29-year-old victim fled the scene of the traffic stop but was eventually taken into custody after two confrontations with officers. Nichols complained of shortness of breath after his arrest and was taken to the hospital in critical condition. His family said that police beat him so bad he was unrecognizable. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyre Nichols, and they are all responsible.
The video of the incident expected to be released sometime after 6 this evening by Memphis Police, and Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says there are some things she expects and some things she won't tolerate.
I expect our citizens to exercise their First Amendment right to protest, to demand action and results. But we need to ensure our community is safe in this process. None of this is a calling card for inciting violence or destruction on our community or against our citizens.
All five officers surrendered to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. They're being held in the Shelby County Jail on bonds ranging from $250,000 to $350,000. Paul W.?
You know, I have to say this. I'm sorry. I'm for her to just now say this is no free ticket to incite violence. They're inciting violence, frankly, by even releasing the tape at all, but especially releasing it as it starts to get dark, many places, releasing it after 6 o'clock on a Friday night, I just can't figure that out. I really can't. And I'm even questioning the need to release a video now or maybe ever because they've already fired the cops and arrested them. It's not like people are saying, well, they let these cops off, and then I want to see the video to see if they should have been left off. They're not let off. They're being charged with second-degree murder, five of them. So they moved quickly, which I salute them for that, but they're following the same old game plan of saying, well, we better release this video to prove they're right or prove they're wrong or prove anything. I'm not sure any of us are prepared to watch a video that's already been called heinous and gut-wrenching, and it's about an hour-long video. So what we're going to see is just going to be horrific and is inciting violence. Somebody please tell me what's going on here. Lloyd, I appreciate your help as always.
Thank you, Paul W.
WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. We'll be talking more about this, I fear, for the next several days because of the reaction. But again, there's no trying to make sense of this or trying to make sense of the reaction from some people who just are looking for an opportunity to do bad things and break windows and steal and everything else. You're not going to avoid that, and they're going to think in their minds they've got an excuse to do it, certainly once they see the videos. But the guys have already been arrested.